All three Audrey and County Commissioners joining us in the studio, Leslie Meyer, Alan Winders, and Tracy Graham. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you guys in here. We've been wanting to have you guys in here for a little bit. We had a little bit of a discussion about a month and a half or two ago about a senior property tax credit, and we wanted to kind of get an update on that this morning. Leslie, do you want to start off with that?
Sure. That is Senate Bill 190 / Senate Bill 756 for the Missouri legislature.
Sure. Now, you were talking about in Audrain County that possibly coming to fruition. Can you give us an update on that?
Yes, we've been working on the ordinance, and we believe that we are going to vote on that this week to pass that, and that is allowing a tax credit for seniors in Mexico on their primary residence. And that tax credit is actually a difference between this year versus the next time their assessment increases.
Now, if that is passed, when would that go into effect for Audrain County citizens, if you will?
I think it's really important to let everyone know that it is a process. So 2025 will be their base year the next time they are assessed. And if their assessment increases, then that's when they're going to see a credit. But we aren't talking a savings of thousands of dollars or a savings that will go every year. It is only if the assessment on their primary residence will increase.
Most certainly. And this is going to be a vote that is taking place in Jefferson City, or will the county commission take a vote on this?
No, the county commission was given two options. So every county commission across the state could either pass an ordinance that would adopt this procedure, or it would be a vote of the people. And after looking at how other counties were getting passed in the election by a landslide. It wasn't just a few votes here or there. And we decided that instead of having the county undergo the cost of having an election, we were just going to go the ordinance route because that was the best for the county.
All right. So it is Wednesday. You said it potentially could be passed this week. Are you looking at Thursday, Friday, or maybe
It'll
even
be
today?
Tomorrow. It's on our agenda for tomorrow.
All right.
It's on our agenda for tomorrow, but we've gotten some feedback from our attorney, and we're still working on the ordinance. So if it's not tomorrow, it will be sometime soon.
Okay.
And whether it's tomorrow or whether it's a week from tomorrow or 2 weeks from tomorrow, it won't make any difference in terms of people's eligibility for this year.
Absolutely.
So you know, it's not time sensitive in that respect. We held off on it for a little while based on the understanding that there was going to be a big lawsuit about it and to find out how the votes were going in other counties. The votes in other counties, it's passed overwhelmingly, so kind of checked that box. And at this point, we don't think that big lawsuit is going to come to fruition. So we're moving forward with it. We don't mind being on the leading edge, but there's no sense being on the bleeding edge. So I think the other thing that's really important that Leslie said is it's not going to make much difference to anybody's taxes. I had a lady that's clearly eligible that I know very well and I think highly of tell me that she should move to a county where they have this because seniors don't pay property taxes in that particular county. That's just not true. It's a tax credit which effectively rolls your tax liability back to the base year, which is the year that you apply and become eligible. So we're only talking about the difference in an increase, not taking the property taxes off.
Don't tell me she's moving to Callaway County. We certainly don't like losing folks to Callaway County.
No, after she understood the gist of it, she decided that she would just stay in Audrain County.
All right, another win for Audrain County. As a matter of fact, we wanted to also get an update on the hospital situation. This has kind of been something that people have been asking about around town. You know, where are we at with that, if you can kind of tell us, Alan?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity. And it is it's the elephant in the room. You know, it's what's on everyone's mind. We're as I'm sure that you know and your listeners know, Boone Health has we've entered an NDA and a non-disclosure agreement and a letter of intent with Boone Health, and we're working diligently on trying to get those guys sited here in Mexico, in Audrain County. We're in that phase of the process that it looks like nothing's happening because the number crunching guys are crunching the numbers. And the feasibility guys are studying the feasibility, all in preparation for finance. So we've all said this is what we want to do. Now we're in the that's largely Boone, is in the process of doing those feasibility studies and the finance. The feasibility study that we did early on, a year or so ago, for the purposes of seeing what we could support and what we could market, was absolutely instrumental, and right now is saving time in that feasibility process because they can build on that study. But it still takes time. We're talking about a lot of money, and people want to know that it's feasible.
Sure. Yeah, we cannot put a time frame on that at this point.
No, we cannot.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Next week's fine with me, but I can tell you it won't happen next week.
Okay, all right. We wanted to also talk about gravel roads and the shape that they are in. That's the topic of conversation coming out of the big winter time and all the cold is roads are a big conversation. Tracy, kind of update us on how the county is doing with gravel roads, if you will.
Yeah, like you said, it's an ongoing process, so There's no real fix. It's just ongoing maintenance, and we've got a great maintenance crew and supervisor that takes care of that. We do appreciate when people call in and let us know, because there's no way that any of us or our crew can go out and look at every road every day or every week or every month even. So, it is very much appreciated to call in and let us know where the issues are. And we get out there. We also have a on-staff engineer that helps a lot with that. And so they do a really good job. So be patient as the roads thaw out. Most people that live in the country on aggregate roads understand that process. Some people new to the county may not understand that that's just a cycle that you live with every year. And so we'll get there, and we'll do everything we can to make the roads good and make sure our bridges and culverts are all taken care of, and that's a big part of the engineer's job.
Very nice. I didn't ask you this question ahead of time, but I've kind of been looking at some things in the news about the Grain Belt Express and potentially some things happening there. Can you kind of give us any sort of an update on that from the Audrain County Commissioner's perspective, if you will?
Yes, we were actually in Washington, D.C. for the legislative conference for the National Association of Counties last week and had some really important conversations with our senators, Senator Hawley's staff for one, and it was amazing to hear some of what was going on in D.C., but they too are on the same page that it's absolutely ludicrous that the PSC gave a private company the ability for condemnation rights for a project, and they too are wanting to stop that. It looks like the priorities of this administration are not towards green energy as much as what we've been in. So from that perspective, I think it's good news for us, and hopefully with Andrew Bailey's letter and prompt, hopefully we can get something done.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that spot, too. I think there was another announcement made in Washington, too, with our own Leslie Meyer. Is that right, Alan?
Yes, but I want to go back, step back just a second onto the Grain Belt thing. We are on record as being opposed to the project based on its use of condemnation. We think that as a private development, if they want to use your property, Matt, they should continue to negotiate with you until they have reached a number that you're happy with, as opposed to condemnation. So just for the record, the county has been opposed to the project for that reason. And really proud of first of all, before I do this, I want to ask a question. Are we on live radio? Right,
yes, now? We are, absolutely.
So, and people can hear us?
Yes, right, I hope so, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And is there like a delay?
There's no delay. So, I have to do the beeping myself.
You are so. Living dangerously.
Oh, now. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
You
should never have told him that.
I want to congratulate Leslie. I think Tracy and I both do publicly on receiving the County Commissioners Association of Missouri County Commissioner of the Year Award. That was announced 2 weeks ago now at the annual CCAM, County Commissioner Association of Missouri meeting. We're very proud of Leslie for receiving that award. And really, it goes to show something, I think, that may be important for our constituents, the people of the county. Audrain County is often involved in trying to, your county commission is involved in trying to help shape policy in Missouri and in Washington, D.C. Sometimes we're successful and sometimes we're not. An example of real success as it relates to solar development is Representative Hayden's bill that made it so that if anything was ever financed with Chapter 100s, it stays locally assessed. That's going to make millions and millions of dollars difference to our local school districts. And we were proud to be a part of that. Leslie's award, I believe, is now there are those that say it was an arm wrestling contest. And all of those years wrestling cows with Scott really paid off. But I think the award that Leslie received from the association shows her involvement, her positive involvement, and it's a representative for our constituents here. I want to point out that Tracy spent years on the National Association of Counties. Executive committee, which is a very small, very elite group, and had numerous successes there in representing our constituents. So it's something we intentionally try to do. Something Tracy and Leslie have done very well, and very proud to work with them, and we're proud of the award that Leslie's received.
Well, and I think that's something that it's been a model for. So Tracy, you know, his work on the National Association of Counties was a really good model for me on how to get involved. The Missouri Association of Counties, Alan and Tracy both have been super involved. So I just kind of followed their lead, and really this is an award, in my opinion, as for the whole commission, not just me, as well as our fellow elected officials. I don't know of a single one that we have in Audrain County that's not involved, either in their own office group, meaning the collectors or the assessors or the clerks, or at the MAC or NACO level.
Congratulations on that. You know, Tracy, I understand you've got some memorabilia from Mexico high school basketball. Last time they won a state championship, the boys, 1995, over in Columbia at the Hearn Center. And you have a shirt from that year, is that right?
Yeah, I still have the sweatshirt that I think it says The Road Less Traveled. And I remember that very vividly because Janet was pregnant with our first son, Gibb. And so it was a pretty special time.
No doubt about it. There is going to be a tailgate party going on at the Mexico High School on Friday afternoon before the game against Vashon. We hope to see you out there in that sweatshirt, Tracy Graham.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. I don't wear it very frequently because I don't want to wear it out. So, but anyway, I do want to mention that we are very fortunate in Audrain County to have the elected officials that work together, because there are so many counties across the country that I've seen firsthand that just can't even have conversations together. So we're a very fortunate group. And so I just want to give a shout out to all the other elected officials in Audrain County.
Absolutely, guys. I certainly appreciate your time this morning. We're going to let you get back to work, but thanks for stopping by the studio this morning.
Well, beep. Okay. I was just kidding. Thanks for having us.